听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Steve. Thanks for joining us today. Today, we continue our two-part series on 20 things you probably didn't know about your body and health. Last month, we covered the first 10 items. This month, we'll finish up the list. Now, the bulk of this first section deals with the importance of taking a nap. So before we get to the lesson, let's take a look at this Studio Classroom e-report where we've asked some of you if you take naps or not.
No, I don't take naps because I'm afraid I will have a hard time waking up.
I'm not usually take nap after lunch. I prefer take a walk after lunch because my job always need sit all day long.
Okay, if you haven't already, please open your magazine to page 36 as we find out just how important taking a nap really is.
Twenty things you probably didn't know about your body and health, part 2. More fascinating facts on nutrition, exercise, and more. Number 11. A 20-minute nap can improve your overall alertness, boost your mood, and increase productivity. William Anthony, co-author of The Art of Napping at Work, says the post-nap boost can last for several hours. In addition, your heart may reap benefits from napping. In a 6-year study of Greek adults, researchers found that men who took naps at least 3 times a week had a 37% lower risk of a heart-related death. Number 12. Rinsing your nose with salt water can help keep you healthy and ward off allergy symptoms.
Hi, friends, and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip. And thanks for joining us for our first day in this month's health article. Now, if you were with us last month for last month's health article, you know that we were talking about part 1 of 20 things that you probably didn't know about your body and health. Well, so last month we looked at the first 10 things that you probably didn't know, and today we're going to be looking at the next 10, the rest of these 20 things.
That's right, we are. So we have more fascinating facts on nutrition and exercise and all sorts of things for you today. So let's get started with number 11. It starts off by telling us that a 20-minute nap can improve your overall alertness, boost your mood, and increase productivity. Now, I happen to like this one. I like to catch a nap every once in a while, just when I feel tired. It's nice to get a little bit of extra sleep, but I had no idea that it had so many special benefits.
Right, your overall alertness. So that would be your tendency of being aware of things, to be aware and alert, just overall in all of your areas. And it also would boost your mood. It makes you feel better and increases your productivity, or your ability to produce things. So this is some pretty impressive benefits from just a 20-minute nap.
Yes, I know. It gives me reason to think I need to be taking more 20-minute naps. And of course, there's some research behind all of this that helps us to believe this even more. A man named William Anthony, who was co-author of The Art of Napping at Work, says the post-nap boost can last for several hours. So post-nap means after you have taken a nap and you have woken back up, the post-boost, that means the feeling good, the feeling alert, can last not for just 20 minutes, but for several hours for a long time.
Okay, and in addition to this post-nap boost, your heart may also reap benefits from napping. Now, if we're talking about reaping something, we're talking about gathering or collecting from something that you've invested or something that you've planted. Often farmers will reap the harvest, or they will reap the fruit that, or the crops that they have planted in the ground at an earlier time.
And of course, there's a study that has been done to show just how your heart might reap benefits, especially if you're a male. This study says that in a 6-year study of Greek adults, researchers found that men who took naps at least 3 times a week had a 37% lower risk of heart-related death. That is good news. Let's move on to number 12. Number 12 says that rinsing your nose with salt water can help keep you healthy and ward off allergy symptoms.
If you ward off symptoms, or if you ward off something, that means you're keeping it at a distance, or you're protecting yourself from something dangerous. You're warding off, in this case, allergy symptoms, which, what are we talking about when we're talking about an allergy?
Well, an allergy is something that you have, but that you would rather not have. If you have an allergy to something, that means that your body reacts in a very negative way to something that maybe you've breathed in through the air. A lot of people are allergic, or they have an allergy to cats. That means if they're around a cat, because of different things that are in the cat's hair that we breathe in as humans, they might start to sneeze or their eyes might start to water. But as we find out in this article, if you are able to rinse your nose with salt water, you can ward off some of these allergy symptoms.
Okay, so we can keep those annoying or frustrating symptoms of allergies away. We can protect ourselves from those symptoms. Now, Chelsea, I don't have too many allergies. I'm allergic to some medications, but I do know that I don't like to sneeze, and I don't like it when my nose runs.
Yes, allergies are no fun. I have some allergies in the springtime back home in America. My brother has suffered from allergies for many, many years, though, and I know that it is not fun to have them. Maybe I will suggest that he rinses his nose out with salt water. Well, we're going to take a break right now, but first let's visit the chat room. Ken! Ken, wake up.
What? Hey, Ashley. Oh, how long was I sleeping?
I don't know. Not too long. Maybe 15 minutes.
Really? Wow, I guess I was really tired.
Well, it's good to take a power nap when you need a boost.
I was just reading that naps can boost your mood. Hey, do you ever nap?
Sometimes. And I have to agree with what you read. Sometimes when I'm in a bad mood, it's because I'm very tired, and a nap makes me feel better.
Me too. You know, I also read that a nap can improve your alertness and increase your productivity. Hey, do boost, improve, and increase mean the same thing?
Well, they have a lot in common because they all suggest something is changing for the better. However, they're not always used in the same way.
How are they different?
Well, to increase has to do with getting larger in number. You can increase your time, money, and chances.
Increase my chances of what?
You can increase your chances of getting a raise by working hard and being a good employee.
I see. And I can increase my English vocabulary by reading Studio Classroom.
And you can also improve your chances of getting a raise or improve your English. But you can't improve your money.
Why not?
Okay, you can improve how you spend your money, but money itself doesn't get better. So you can improve your spending by buying things you need instead of things you want.
Okay, what about boost?
Boost means to lift or elevate. You can boost your morale, which means you make the environment or feelings of a situation better. You can also boost your sales, reputation, or career.
Okay, I think I'm boosting my vocabulary by talking to you at the library.
I hope so. You can also improve your English by practicing with others.
Thanks, Ashley. 今天的课文中我们看到这句话 A 20-minute nap can improve your overall alertness, boost your mood, and increase productivity. 注意这三个动词 increase, improve, 跟 boost. Increase 是增长、增加、扩大。Improve 呢是改善、改进。Boost 是提高、增加。因此这句话是说小睡20分钟能够改善你的警觉性提振心情并且增加生产力。And here's something that can increase productivity, a break.
Welcome back, everybody. We began fact number 12 just before the break. Now, when people talk about rinsing their noses with salt water, they are not talking about rinsing the outside of their nose. This practice has always presented me with a challenge. How do I get that salt water inside my nose? Tilt my head back and pour it in, or maybe suck the water in my nose with a straw? Well, maybe we'll find out the answer as we continue with fascinating fact number 12. Join us as we pick up the reading on line 9.
Twenty things you probably didn't know about your body and health. Part 2. Nasal irrigation is a cheap and easy way to find relief if you have spring allergies, nasal congestion, stuffy noses, or post-nasal drip, says Dr. Melissa Pynanen, co-director of the Michigan Sinus Center and an assistant professor in the University of Michigan's Department of Otolaryngology. Number 13. Watching yourself run in a mirror can make a treadmill workout go by faster and feel easier. Number 14. Using a food diary can double a person's weight loss efforts. Your food diary makes you accountable to yourself and provides you with clues on where the extra calories are sneaking in. Number 15. Third-hand smoke, the particles that cling to smokers' hair and clothing and linger in a room long after they've left, is a cancer risk to young children and pets.
Welcome back. So we're talking about some of these things that you probably didn't know about your body and health. Before the break, we were talking about rinsing your nose out with salt water and some of the benefits of that. Our article goes on to say that nasal irrigation is a cheap and easy way to find relief if you have spring allergies.
And if we're talking about nasal, we're talking about something that has to do with the nose, the nasal cavity. And irrigation is a system for bringing water to an area that needs water. A lot of farmers use irrigation systems to bring water to their fields. So here we're simply talking about bringing salt water into your nose to clean it out. And this can help with many things. It's a cheap and easy way to find relief if you have spring allergies, nasal congestion, stuffy noses, or post-nasal drip.
Okay, and now nasal congestion is when the mucus and the stuff that's in your nose and in your nasal cavities is congested, and it's when it's really tight, making it difficult to breathe.
And all this information is coming from Melissa Pynanen, who is an assistant professor and also a doctor at the University of Michigan's Department of Otolaryngology. And otolaryngology refers to the study of the ears, the nose, and the throat. We would call a doctor of ears, nose, and throat an otolaryngologist.
Right, and usually most people don't know that word. Like people like you and me, Chelsea, we don't really use that word, otolaryngologist. Usually we would just say, I need to go to the ear, nose, and throat specialist or ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Right, that is much more common. Let's move on to number 13. Number 13 suggests that watching yourself run in a mirror can make a treadmill workout go by faster and feel easier. Now, I enjoy running, and sometimes I run on a treadmill. A treadmill is a machine that is usually located indoors, and you run on it, and it helps you to get exercise. But sometimes it feels a little bit slow because, unlike being outside, you don't have scenery going by you. So look at yourself in a mirror. Or I like to say sometimes listen to some music or listen to a podcast while you're running on a treadmill.
Sure, these would be things that help your workout feel like it's going by faster and maybe feel a little bit easier. Well, moving on to the next one, number 14 says that using a food diary can double a person's weight loss efforts. Now, that might sound like it's adding more work to trying to lose weight, but really we're talking about doubling the effect of a person's weight loss efforts.
So your food diary would be a place where you record what you eat every single day, and our article says that it makes you accountable to yourself and provides you with clues on where the extra calories are sneaking in. Let's go to Liz for a moment with Grammar on the Go, and then we'll be back with number 15.
Hello there, friends. How are you doing? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Our article today is about more fascinating facts on nutrition, exercise, and health. Isn't it interesting to find out about all this different information on staying healthy? We've already talked about how napping is good for you, but you'll also find out more about the importance of sleep later on in the article. But why don't we go ahead and take a look at today's grammar tip sentence. Your food diary makes you accountable to yourself and provides you with clues on where the extra calories are sneaking in. Notice the phrase, makes you accountable. It means makes you responsible. So today's sentence just means that your food diary makes you responsible to yourself. You might know the phrase, to hold one accountable, which means to expect someone to be responsible in something. Both of these phrases use the word accountable, which means responsible. If you want to talk about how something makes someone responsible to another person or a group, then you can use this phrase to make someone accountable. For example, Mary is Mrs. Jones's personal secretary. That makes Mary accountable to Mrs. Jones. Or Jeremy is the president of the student government. That makes him accountable to everyone in the school. If you have your Studio Classroom magazine with you, be sure to check out the example sentences in today's grammar tip section. That's it for today. See you again next time. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go. Signing off. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. Well, the last thing that we're going to talk about today that you probably didn't know about your body and health is number 15. We're talking about third-hand smoke. Now, I've heard of second-hand smoke. Second-hand smoke is the smoke that I might breathe in from the air when I'm around someone else who is smoking.
Right, we hear about that a lot, but in this case, we are talking about third-hand smoke, and it goes on to explain that third-hand smoke is the particles, or those little pieces of material and matter, that cling to smokers' hair and clothing and linger in a room long after they've left. Let's back up and look at a couple of those words. First of all, if something clings to something, that means that it is holding on tightly and refusing to let go. So maybe if you're in a restaurant and you're around somebody who is smoking, that's secondhand smoke, and then those particles will maybe stay in your hair and stay on your clothes and cling to them. That is third-hand smoke, and that lingers for a long time.
Okay, and if it lingers, that means that it stays for a long time. And usually if something's lingering, it's staying longer than it is wanted or longer than it's welcome. And this can be a cancer risk to young children and pets. Well, that's all we have for today, but we'll have our final five things that you probably didn't know about your body and health tomorrow. Before we go today, let's watch our today's skit.
Health is so important. Tell me something I don't know about health.
All right. You should take naps. The post-nap boost can last for hours.
I didn't know that.
In addition, your heart may reap benefits.
That's great news. I love naps.
Hey, here's something else you didn't know.
What's that?
Rinse your nose with salt water.
Ew, that sounds terrible.
Yes, it does. But it's cheap, and it can ward off allergy symptoms.
Oh, maybe I'll give it a try after my nap.
Hey, do you work out on a treadmill?
No, it's too slow and too difficult.
It will go faster and feel easier if you watch yourself run in a mirror.
What?
Yeah, you'll run faster if you're watching yourself run.
I had no idea. Hey, did you know that keeping a food diary can double your weight loss efforts?
Well, I keep a food diary, and I gained weight.
Well, just remember to put the diary down before you weigh yourself.
Oh, right. Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 reap 这个动词。reap 是指收割、收获或者是获得。例如 ，Jack reaped the rewards of good health by exercising persistently. Jack 从持续运动中获得了健康。或者是 Bobby has been generous to all of his friends and now reaps the benefit when he needs help. Bobby 对朋友一直都很大方，在他需要帮助的时候就获得许多人的回馈。或者是 the farmer reaped the grain with machines. 农夫们用机器来收割谷物。继续我们看的是 treadmill 这个名词。T-R-E-A-D, tread 是动词，意思是指踏或者是步行。而 mill 是指转动的装置。所以 treadmill 是指健身用的跑步机。例如 this type of treadmill can elevate or descend. 这种跑步机可以上升或者是下降。或者是 Mom always watches TV when running on her treadmill. 妈妈在跑步机上跑步的时候都会看电视。最后我们看的是 linger 这个动词。linger 是指持续存留或者是徘徊。例如 The wonderful memory of the trip still lingers in my mind. 旅行的美好回忆仍然在我心中萦绕。或者是 The security guard were watching those guys who lingered around the building.警卫们监视那些在大楼附近徘徊的人。And time really flies. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Twenty Things You Probably Didn't Know About Your Body and Health, Part 2. More fascinating facts on nutrition, exercise, and more. Number 11.A 20-minute nap can improve your overall alertness, boost your mood, and increase productivity. William Anthony, co-author of The Art of Napping at Work, says the post-nap boost can last for several hours. In addition, your heart may reap benefits from napping. In a 6-year study of Greek adults, researchers found that men who took naps at least 3 times a week had a 37% lower risk of a heart-related death. Number 12. Rinsing your nose with salt water can help keep you healthy and ward off allergy symptoms. Nasal irrigation is a cheap and easy way to find relief if you have spring allergies, nasal congestion, stuffy noses, or post-nasal drip, says Dr. Melissa Pynanen, co-director of the Michigan Sinus Center and an assistant professor in the University of Michigan's Department of Otolaryngology. Number 13. Watching yourself run in a mirror can make a treadmill workout go by faster and feel easier. Number 14. Using a food diary can double a person's weight loss efforts. Your food diary makes you accountable to yourself and provides you with clues on where the extra calories are sneaking in. Number 15. Third-hand smoke, the particles that cling to smokers' hair and clothing and linger in a room long after they've left, is a cancer risk to young children and pets.
I did not know that. We've all heard of secondhand smoke, but third-hand smoke? Fact number 15 wraps up today's list of things you probably didn't know about your health or about your body. Tomorrow, we'll finish up the list with the final 5 facts on nutrition, exercise, and more. Friends, don't forget to take advantage of the word bank words in the front and back of your magazines. Cut the words out, fold the page, and then take them to review wherever you go. Please have a great Wednesday, and we'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye, everyone.